listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello. Well, now I'm back to my normal self, and I'm going to talk to you about your problems. Here's the number, 541-660. Oh, what is it? 800-877-3220. What is it? Oh, did I? So I got carried away. 866-8883. We begin at 6 p.m. Western Time. And we go to 9 o'clock, but there's a refeed on the third hour. So you can call me between the first 2 hours if you'd like. All right. So I'm looking now forward to people who listen to the first hour and may be inspired by it. But nevertheless, nearly everybody that walks the streets has problems and is smoking and drinking and drugging. It's just a whole country. And it's like a thick coat of armor. So it's sort of all your excuses and all your pleasures and all your hates and your hate loves. Hate tends to distract you and project your problem on somebody else and create a fight, which you will normally win and demoralize your own children, demoralize your husband, demoralize your wife, so that they always it seems like the problem, where the problem is somewhere else. It's in some in La La Land somewhere, and it is if it's political, and the hypnotic way of taking over nations is in effect. You can bet your bippies that it's been going on for a long time. Not just because Obama's here, but because slowly but surely you get weaker and weaker and weaker, and you end up electing people who like your weakness, and because you're no longer an American that can stand up for themselves. So I can remember my father in the 1939-38, and you know what a terrible time that was. So maybe you don't remember, but you hear about it. And he couldn't get a job. He could speak 11 languages and build a watch and build a house and build a car. He had all the talents. And he couldn't find a job. And he was about to go on the dole. And he looked at his hands. He says, to hell with that. I'm going to find... He had a few dollars in his pocket, a few pounds. And enough to buy up somehow by perchance. Oh, hundreds of old broken watches at the beginning of the war. And they're no good to anybody. But nobody was making watches anymore. So he built a shop down in the cellar. And he sat there and got all the little pieces he needed to fix the watches and to make them look nice and put a gold-plated and nickel-plated, whatever, silver-plated, whatever he used, he understood the science of it. And then he began to sell these watches. See? And he's able to make some money. And then he died. And then my story goes on from there, when I was 12 or 13. So anyway, where am I going with this? We were blessed with the fact that we didn't have a whole lot. And you are cursed of the effect of stuff. And stuff doesn't do it. So I'm going to talk to you about how you can wake up and how you should put the kingdom of heaven, seek first, whatever this means. You may not know what this means, but you can read it and you can know about it. And I can share with you what that is. Because if you make your own, if you form your own story and your own goals, you'll be further and further away. You may succeed or you may not succeed. And if you don't succeed, you fall into a dangerous, trance, a dangerous state of mind where everything is abnormal, upside down, and that love is hate. one becomes just filled with guilt. You just feel guilty. And you have the opposites of faith. It's called doubt. And it's all you have. And you answer to the voice of doubt. And it will kill you. And you will also listen to the voices who are play with that side of your nature when you're there. And it will turn you against each other. And right now, the advertising agencies and the media have the power to do that.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello, everyone. This is Roy Masters. I've said what I was going to say about things to come. So let me help you to see how to deal with the things to come that affect you personally. I always talk about the things to come as far as the whole of America is concerned, and it doesn't look good. And you've been betrayed by your president. See, and as the old saying, only way that evil survives is for good men to do nothing, and we don't have enough good people to do something. But I want to wake you up because you don't know why you feel lost. You've lost your sense of security. And I mean security means I'm secure whether I have money or not, when I'm out in the streets or not, whether I'm dying or not, whether I have problems or not. I'm always secure and always who I am. And that gets me through. I'm not going to get upset or angry or frustrated or blame anybody. And if I see people that look good, I don't think, oh, there's a nice good person. And if I see a person who doesn't look good, I say, no, I don't judge him. I'm not judgmental. The tendency is we all want to be God. We want to play God. We want to forgive. And we want to judge. See, so you're between, you. All of you live between living, judging and forgiving. And forgiving is worse than the judgment. Because forgiving is like playing God. Only God can forgive. You don't have the power to forgive him. You're just another broken mortal playing a little game and creating codependency. So what I want to talk to you about today, and as I mentioned this evening, I should say, is what I started to say early in the first hour of the first program, first hour just passed by. And I opened the discussion, which didn't become a discussion. It became a history of Talk Radio Network, basically, and what it was meant for. But you'll hear that. In the second hour, it would be refed. What I want to do is to awaken you from your drugs and your alcohol and your nursing, your judgments. Because the tendency in the old days, when Jesus was around, people didn't have enough money to buy food, let alone all the refinements, all the stuff. But you are just all stuff. I got lots of stuff in my house that I don't know how I got there. I like to throw it all away and just be simple. But that's the woman stuff she's got. She feels secure because she's got stuff. She should feel secure that she has me. And of course she does. But it's a swinging between stuff and me. You know what I mean? So my purpose is to get through, to break through this armor you have on yourself. The righteousness of judgment and the righteousness, the beauty of you, what you call forgiveness. I can always remember what made me say something which came out of my mouth that I had never said before, but been saying it ever since. So a man came to my seminar. I used to give seminars a lot, and I would do now, but I'm just taking care of my wife. She's not well. So I'm sort of stuck here having to do it, but it's my pleasure, my duty. That's enough said. So a man came to my seminar and he says, I've been hating you for 10 years. I said, what for? He says, well, you didn't pay attention to me. I said, you're part of the audience. I don't have to make you feel good about yourself. That's not my job. I sort of, you know, cuss you out a little bit so that you might be whole, so you can see what's wrong with you. So he said, but would you forgive me? I said, no. He says, why? You're a minister. I'm a sort of minister. He said, why? Why can't you forgive me? Because I never judge you. Why should I forgive you? If I forgive you, you may give me a guilt. See? You can actually make me feel like a good person. And then the good feeling means it's okay, I forgive you. And then I'm stuck. I've broken the commandment. See, don't play God. So you've got to be careful of forgiveness as well as being angry and resentful. See, judgment. Judge a person bad or judge a person good and you'll be taken in. You'll be destroyed. I'm telling you, that's as simple as that. Why can't you look at a person and without making a judgment? She's a pretty girl, you know, but don't make a judgment. Yeah, she's pretty. See? But don't think she's wonderful. When your son brings a girl in, all that nonsense, all that rigmarole. But in a minute, that's only emboldening the person. Emboldening the person to manipulate you, to draw you into the kindness. And then you wake up one morning losing a war you didn't know you're fighting. Because seduction is a kind of love and forgiving self. And there's a lot to say. There are variations to this, what I'm about to say. But you need to be careful. And I don't want to sound stone cold. But I judge nobody. So you can throw what you want at me. You can destroy my business, which I just described a little while ago, the business of which was intended of helping America to remain American, so to fight the left-wing propaganda with counter-propaganda. And of course we lost, and that was part of the first story you may want to hear about that when this comes around to refeed, which it will be the last hour of this one after this one. And so what I'd like you to do is to stop what you're thinking. So stop there while I'm talking to you and look, become aware that you exist. Let me see if I can just walk you through something simple. Not that you can do it, because you may have too much on your mind. And maybe you'll not be able to do it because in the minute you stop doing it, your mind will take you over and tell you all kinds of crazy things and you're going to be fighting with trying to suppress your anger and the anger comes up. You're hiding your shame and you've got lots of friends to soothe your guilty soul. And so they use you can use a person to love you and do nice things so that you can feel good about yourself. Well, all you're looking for is, you know, what a wonderful person you are. Thank you so much. What a wonderful person are you. Thank you so much. And that is reinforcement. That reinforcement keeps you in that trance and a slave of that other person. And so these are hypnotic things which we do to each other, not knowing that what the name of it is. The name of it is temptation or trauma. Trauma can flower, if that's the right word, flower out of love. You get married and you fall in love. But really, nearly every man and woman falls from what love is all about. The falling in love is the wrong kind of love. It ones that rises and makes you feel like a god. And you're the god maker. See, so you put them on a pedestal. And for that wonderful love and gift they give to you, the way they admire you, they made you into a god. And then you love them and you put them on a pedestal and they should be a god too, but you create the god. You're the god maker greater than God. This is about as simple as I can put it. And it's horrible. It's really, you're going to be struck down. And this is just local. This is familiar, family. This is fiendship, not friendship. But nobody talks about it. It goes from generation to generation, year to year, from 100 years to thousands of years. Nobody hears it. And the bad guys don't want you to hear it. So I'm in danger of bad guys. It's always been that way. That's why they call me a cult leader. That's the people who run this country down. Running the country down is the mainstream media. Media immediately put a tag on me. And you, without really caring or knowing, you hear the name Roy Masters, oh, he's a cult leader. No, that is what they say. And I can't take it back. And you tend to believe the worst about the best. See? And that's what it is. All they have to do is tell you somebody's bad and they're bad. They have power over your future. Because nobody wants, you know, if I say to you, if I didn't like you and say, oh, you got syphilis, go around telling you everybody's got, you find out, well, you don't know, all of a sudden people start not wanting to touch you, see, or whatever kind of disease it could be. Yeah, so we can have some calls now, please. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. In this hour is the only hour you'll be able to call me today, so please do it. I'm looking forward. I'm sitting alone in this studio. But, you know, I'm still a strong man. I still have hope that we can do this for America. I love this country, but I'm not so sure I'm affectionate with the people in it as yet. Thank you. I would like you to see, because the truth is difficult. Truth about themselves is very difficult. That's why the scribes and Pharisees did not like it. He was telling them the truth. But the people who are broken, they loved him for that. And they awakened him. They awakened and turned against the wickedness of the others, and it worked. And then you have the middle age, all the way up to the Middle Ages to here. You know the stories of that, because Christianity has been lost for its beauty, to the ability to explain the beauty of it. It is magnificent. Judeo-Christianity is the proper relationship. First of all, God says to Moses, he says, I shall write my, if I can remember it, don't read the Bible very much, forgive me, but do remember. I shall write my laws in their minds and in their hearts. I shall write them, and they shall be my people, etc., etc. Go get it yourself. But the people were hardened and didn't want to hear it. So he gave them 10 commandments on stone. And that's it. We got stone like that, called a constitution. We do need it. It's a variation of the Ten Commandments, except more detailed. And it's very good to keep us away, but you see how your president is defying it. he doesn't keep it and no one says anything. See, well, you may say it, but you don't have any power. You don't get together and march, because like the people who fight in Baltimore, somehow they would gather together. All it takes is to make black Americans angry, and you can make them do anything. Murder, kill, burn. Yeah, you know, I said, oh no, I'm talking about those in the inner cities who are open to, who are exposed to that. Yes. So now we're going to go. All right, Marty, you're on the air with the old man.
Hey, Roy, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Hey,
I wish I could do more.
No, well, I will tell you this: the impacts that God is making through you is, you know, and you know this beyond what you can see, but you've impacted my life 19 years ago. When I was a pastor in Missouri.
Oh, I remember you. You've called before.
Yes, and you talked to my dad when he was dying of cancer. You talked to him by telephone. I don't know if you remember that. That was 19 years ago. But it's too long ago. But anyway, I was taken to court because I was called a cult leader, Antichrist, because I saw the fallacy of this religious system.
Of course, yes.
And then became a school counselor and saw the fallacy of the education, and then it went into psychiatric field in a psychiatric hospital and saw the fallacy of that.
Yes.
And so, but I want you to know I'm standing with you, and I've waited. God's taken my bachelor in theology, my master's in education, and my master's in counseling, and said that means nothing, but just all that means anything is my relationship with him and being still, as you call it. And so, I've said, I will not make it happen, but I want you to know he's making it happen. I'm getting the word out of the 7-minute meditation, giving out your cure stress devices to doctors and others.
How's it doing?
It's doing very well, and my family is changing. My three adult sons, my daughter, and my wife, it's saved our lives. It's saved us from death and suicide, and addictions. So I'm getting the message out, and I do that daily. Right now, I work in a convenience store because I'm saying, God, I'm just waiting for your time to let me get the message out in the way that you called me to do. And we meet in our home on Sunday, and we listen to you, and we talk, and we have our freedom conversations.
Nice.
I have a foundation called Freedom Foundation of Northwest Arkansas. And
I like that.
So I'm doing the same thing. I'm standing with you, and I see everything you're saying about Obama, and I'm speaking out about him. And he's a communist, obviously. He's a communist.
You have to, in a sense, you can't be angry at him. Because you know what Jesus says to that kind of man? Forgive him, for he does not know what he's doing. But the point is, you can't have a person who does not know what he's doing in office.
No, you cannot.
See, so you don't have to judge him evil. You just have to see the fallacy of his ways of things, which is evil.
Yes.
He doesn't see it, though.
Yeah.
But you can't blame him for his evil because he doesn't know he's evil. He thinks he thinks good is evil.
Yes.
He thinks America's evil. I get it.
God said, woe to the nation, like America is becoming quickly. It has become, as you've said for years, woe to the nation, God said, that calls evil good and good evil. And America has done it.
Exactly.
We've got to turn back. We've got to turn back. It's time.
I thank you for calling. You're very kind. I remembered you calling from before. But I'm glad to see the rich benefits you've received from this, and I'm happy to see that you're graciously passing it to other people. You're paying it forward. That's what I want everybody to do quickly. You don't catch them all. You have people who turn against you, and you learn to deal with it properly.
Thank you, Roy, because your message is getting out, and so thank you for what God's doing through you and the foundation, and I'm part of it. and have supported it and continue to will continue to support it in time to come. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm asking God for His time for me to get. I used to have radio.
It will start happening. It will happen to me. Say something before I let you go because there's other people calling in. It happened to me that I didn't know that I had an effect on people that was positive.
Yes.
I didn't know. And I didn't know, as I grew older, why I didn't get upset about anything. Because I thought that's natural not to be upset. Yes. And so I didn't see people being upset. I just seen people mean. And when they were mean to me, it didn't upset me. And I seemed to come out of it always effortlessly, and you know, they all backed away, and whatever was supposed to be always favored me, always. Every bad happens for good for those that love the God, but I didn't know that. See, but now I got put on the Bible by a lady that's 30 years ahead, see?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, the Bible came alive.
Amen.
That's it's right. A living thing. I said, I have this inside me. But I like to read it because that's what I see that. I see that. It reinforced my faith. Not because the words I remember. It is what it awakened in me that words cannot describe. There's millions of words that couldn't describe it. Yeah. And then you wouldn't understand it. You could have a million words and it wouldn't help you.
No,
it's intuitive. Like, yeah. It awakened me to intuition. It made immediately to the presence of my Creator.
Yes,
ever presence, ever presence. That's the right word. Got to go.
Well, that's yeah, it. Yeah. And thank you. And I'm standing with you.
Thank you very much, Albin. And we got another call from Chris in Florida. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Roy. I heard your program a week ago. I just started listening to your program. What I'm calling about is what you were talking about. I was married 18 years. My wife, I don't even know how to explain this to you, but she used to yell at me, hit me, you know you want to hit me.
I remember that. Away. That's my last week's program.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to tell my story because I'm one of those real living stories of what happened. And in the process, I lost my family, I lost my kids, I lost everything of kind of what she's done. And it's just a horrible thing. And I'm trying now, it's coming up on 3 years that this happened. I was removed out of my home by 6 armed policemen by the things she did, and I was an innocent man and never did anything to anybody.
Well, the wicked onus is put on the men, and the women can do no harm. In other words, you can't know wrong. And so this is what's happening. The dark side of the force, the liberals or whatever you want to call them, the Democrats, you know, all of that. The Marxists, they don't know they're Marxists. They're sitting like a devil, Satan, on the doorsteps of the women, and causing them to be that kind of, you know, cruel, uppity. You can't control me. But women have a tendency to inherit Eve. And a real woman, if she's not broken by the propaganda that she gets from the media and everything else, a real woman is always looking for a man that says, put the fruit down, Eve, the forbidden stuff, not the good stuff. He needs to be a firm person. But the trouble is they're becoming more bravado. They're having more bravado. Okay, here we are again. My name is Roy Masters, and Well, I mean, let me just, if you don't mind, I will just wanted to ask people to support the foundation a little bit, and then we can continue. Is that all right with you? If you could hold on. Thank you, David. Hold him there. And I need to get 1,000 stations, but I don't see how it could happen. Because if I can reach the whole country, even the people who burned down Baltimore, they are just being motivated and controlled, but in ways they don't understand. A good politician, not a good one, but any politician worth his salt can do that. He may not understand it as hypnosis. And the Russian form of it is not considered hypnosis, but is a kind of way of wheedling your mind, your thoughts, into people over a period of time. But basically, they're using hypnosis. And one of the things that makes it very clear is from... I'm very tired today, excuse me. So I'm just forgetting. But what he said, it doesn't matter who said it, does it? But he's Chief Cook of Bottle. He's Chief Cook of Bottle Washer. Accuse others of what you do. That's it. Accuse others of being stupid. That's where you feel you are elevated. Accuse others of not being loyal to their country. Look, to accuse others to anything you want. And the minute you get them angry, slowly but surely, you get to, but not only slowly but surely, it can happen at once. In some people, it takes a little longer. I would like you, by the way, I would like you to see yesterday's program on video. And that's the Sunday morning conversation. It opens up with two people in the front. And one of them, I said, you're so suggestible that if I say you can't get out of that chair now, you won't. And I said, you can't get out of the chair, you're too heavy. And she tries to get up. She's like, if I really try, I could. But that was it. I wasn't hypnotizing her. I just said, can't get out of the chair. So that leads me to a story that we'll take up after if I remember to do it. I'm a little tired today. Maybe I shouldn't do a program, but the urgency of what's happening to America sort of stirred me up. So I did the best I can. So maybe tomorrow I'll do better. I do appreciate you calling me. I do appreciate the call. And who am I with now? You forgot who. It's, yeah, Marty. Yeah, we're finished with Marty. Now we're going to go to the other corner. So we should be with Chris, right?
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So, Chris's Florida is typical of what's happening today, that a woman can do anything wrong and she won't be blamed. But if a man, if a woman is encouraged by the privilege she has, so that she is important and more important than a man, then she in those people who sit on the doorstep of women talking about men being this and that are causing them to feel what they felt towards their fathers and mothers. And if you go back far enough, it wasn't that bad. But since the sickness of sin spreads from generation to generation, so it multiplies exponentially, so that women are coming into the world with the idea that they're better than men, and they know more about the children than men do. It's not true. I know more about children than my wife does. But she fights it nevertheless all the years and has created some problems. And I'm hoping to fix them. But you can't be there all day long like she is. So she has the privilege of screwing your children in many different ways. And when you say, well, no, you can't give them ice cream and promise them ice cream if they eat their dinner, that's not the right thing to do. She'll do it anyway. And then I see the kids eating the ice cream and I think, oh, you blame them, right, basically. But I got onto that pretty quick. But then it becomes a fight over something, nothing. And then the reason is out of the window. You're reasoning and she's just calling you an idiot. And she knows more than you about bringing up kids, and pretty soon it's a big argument, and then you're upset. And you get upset, she's got you. Because you feel something rising inside you, you want to smash her, don't you? And then she says, hit you, hit me, go ahead. And then she's programmed you to take the suggestion to do it, and you're in the pokey. Got it?
Yes.
That's how it works. So they know what they're doing. They're encouraging women to make it difficult for men to be men, to be fathers. And that's what's breaking the family. And they're going to when you don't have a father, then the government the father. And so it's all over. And a Marxist once said, I think I can remember this. Oh, never mind. It just went out of my head. I'm not on my thing tonight that well. Because I don't know if I can say because. But the thing about Israel is very disturbing. To see people waiting to be murdered by just one bomb will do it. Don't you see? And your president has made it happen that way. Made Iran seem part of the civilized world. And so Israel is the lost man out. And they know that bomb is coming. And they do not know how to deal with this because they don't have media, which we were and was destroyed. So we could not project the truth into American hearts and minds. I don't want you to trust the media, please. Anything they say mostly is a lie. But your trouble is you have been influenced by many newspapers and TV and seeing dirty things. And what am I telling you? Most of the ads are just for medicine. I mean, it's better living through medicine is not better. Is living at all? You die having never lived. Anyway, let me talk to Chris. I'm sorry. Carried away. Go ahead.
So she used to scream at me, go ahead and hit me, and I wouldn't because I love my wife. I love my kids. Why would I do that? And I would walk away. And then one day, cops arrived at my door and removed me from my house because she filed a PFA, which is Protection from Abuse Order,
yeah,
which
it's a
I
lie.
Did nothing. There was,
and you know you can't get out of that. You can't get out of it because they believe her, not you. And that's
correct.
Obama. That is Obama.
Yeah. And
so watch out,
man.
Okay.
That's what she did. And then, so here I had to get a lawyer. She had all free attorneys, which were
there
women.
You go.
And they came after me. And she convinced my kids to go to abuse counseling. And then those abuse counselors, which were women, my two daughters filed charges, sexual abuse charges against me. And anyway, I went to court $40,000 later. The judge threw everything out, said this is ridiculous, and I was found innocent on all charges. But in the process, I lost my job. I lost my all my belongings. I lost everything.
What happened to your
wife?
It was terrible. What happened to your wife?
She's still alive, and she has my children. And I haven't spoken to my children in quite a while.
You can say goodbye to your, now. You can say goodbye to your country.
Yeah.
Because it's everywhere.
Because in order for me to fight this, it takes more money, and 55% of my pay now that I have. That's why I'm in Florida, because I came here to get away from her, because the process that she started, even though I was found innocent on everything, she could start the process all over again.
Exactly.
Which she tried, and that's why I moved to another state.
You
to
understand
get away from her.
The venom of women, because when they're emboldened by government, they feel secure. See, they're supported by men, but they're supported by the devil in men.
And this system has how to break a man down, take his income away, take his home, his children, everything. And it's hard to turn around, Roy. It's been almost 3 years. It happened April 8th of 2013. And I remember that day like yesterday. And I'm trying to turn my life around. It's so difficult.
How are you doing as a person? Are you not angry? Are you angry because angry?
Yes, sir. I'm very, very sad. And very, very angry, yes.
Okay. And so anger is going to keep your problem alive. Now, this is what I'm going to say. I've been married 64 years. I've been through all that, but it was early. It wasn't as bad then as today. Today, men don't have a chance. And just recently, they put up a sign. I was watching TV. I just glimpsed it as I walked through the room. And somehow I got some figures concerning what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the number of women that are abusers is about 45 to 950 something. So that's not true.
Yeah.
The women are the abusers. Because they get even, tend to want to get even with men, see. So when I get off the program with you, I'm going to read part of a February 24th, 1966 War of the Worlds, the conflict between the sons of light and the sons of darkness. And so I'm going to do that. If I don't get any more calls, it will come to that. That I wrote about it then, as a prediction for the future. So I would suggest that the only way you're going to get your children back is to drop the anger. It happened, and anger is only going to make you worse and make you hunger for another woman. It's because the tendency when you are broke, angry, and hostile, you've been disconnected from your Creator. And a woman is the next love, next kind of love that's from hell.
Okay.
And you'll be drawn to the wrong kind of person again, and they do it again to you. Well, this time you may do it, you may really do it and hurt them and kill them. You never can know how dangerous it can become. You've got to be careful about that. And women listening to my program, you need to see that there's a tendency for you to come from It's families, a series of families, generations, where the father fails, and the daughter, the woman, young lady, resents the father, see, and then chooses a man she can bully. And if he can't bully her, then it becomes a fight to get it over him. See that? She's got to get over him to be safe. That's it. She has to be the man. And he has to be the...
I have difficulty because I'm not there. She took my kids from me, and I'm maybe not able to raise them the way they should be raised.
I know. They're done.
Yeah.
That's how he's learning the wrong way
to grow.
I know. Did you see now why I have... My heart is for America, and America doesn't understand the origin of all this. This is all designed over a period of several generations. It takes several generations to complete it. So half
our
country's like
this.
And this
is why I'm calling. I want you to know that I'm part of what you've been talking about, that you did not make this up. This is really happening in America.
It is. And that is the way to destroy a country and to leave the kids to have no father. And then the last part of this Bible, in some Bibles anyway, the Old Testament, it said something, I shall send you Elijah the prophet, and he shall bring the hearts of the children to the father, and the father's hearts to the children's hearts to the father. Did I say it wrong? You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
I got to say it because I'm getting old.
Yeah.
He should bring the hearts of the father's children and the children's hearts to the father. I get it. So
now,
otherwise,
Roy,
I smite thee with let me finish the last words.
Okay,
lest I smite thee with a curse. And then this is America's cursed. America is living under a curse because it's happening. The hearts of the children have to go back to the fathers. And even if the father's no good, it's only because he's been made no good. You're not knowing how to deal with the with women. The impotence of the women, that have been made to be, they end up, women end up being abusers instead of abused, to get ahead of the game. See that?
Yes.
They don't understand the programming. It's the variations, but it's been going on for centuries. But just lately, the Russians have taken hold of the schools and the universities and the music, and demoralized and put demoralization into everything. And so when the father says, no, don't look at your computer so much and don't look at those dirty pictures, the mother will rush in and says, you don't, just leave him alone, he's my kid. See, let him have a little fun. Don't put your will on him. Immediately, it's war. They always think they know best. And you don't know how to deal with it. And you don't know it's happening. Neither does she. She doesn't know she's doing it. You can't blame her. She's programmed. And now you're programmed. And I'm asking you to stop being angry. And light will come back to you. And within a few years, your kids will come back to you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So when your mother screamed at you when you were younger, I'm going to read something from the Embodiment of Good and Evil, The War of the Worlds. We become like what we hate. We also become what we truly love. Observe people who live together. They begin to take on each other's physical characteristics. You know, you look like a dog. You ever see people look like their dogs or their cats? You become what you react to all the time, what sustains you. Okay? So, people take on each other's, they project their nature into others. The woman projects her nature into the man in a form of love or being difficult. And the whole idea, unconsciously, of course, is to make the man upset. And so they make him, to cower him by being angry and sorry. And then utilize that unhealthy preference towards her. See? And so it's been going on for such a long time. And then you have a no-fault divorce to make sure it's easier for the woman to get out. And then when you get an Obama administration, and Oregon happens to be the worst type of thing, I'm sorry to say, But when you see that happening, this is being done by law. Look, men are nothing. Women are something. Women have rights. Men don't. They should have sort of equal rights. You can't have two. You can't have two captains on the same ship. One has to be subject to the other. I always tell my wife that if I was to be asked by Ronald Reagan, who I loved as a beautiful man, to do something for him, it would be my pleasure. And I think my pleasure thing to love my wife, it's my pleasure to love my wife. It should be a pleasure for my wife to love me if I'm a good person. And that way of life contains a forgiveness aspect. If I'm not in my own mind as a man, it would be valuable to a woman if she talks to him, not to argue with him and set him up to fail, and to be put a lot of anger in it, hostility. So he reacts with hostility. See, men have not, their relationship with women, especially with sex, makes them subject to it makes you subject. If you love your women in a wrong way, it'll always be only sex. It wouldn't be that you loved her. It means you needed her good feelings and a good image of yourself. And that emboldens the women, because that's not what you're. What I'm trying to say is you fall in love, but what you're really doing is falling from what love is all about. And so that a woman really wants a man deep down inside. A lot of women listening to my story understand deeply down inside what you want to do is to be like I would be with Reagan. It is my pleasure to serve you. It's not a big deal. And then you go about it lightheartedly dealing things. And if your husband comes home angry about something, what's the matter, honey? See? And he's angry, he's taking his frustration out. That's assuming that he is. If a woman is wise, she will just let him vent. And let him vent. And say nothing. What do you mean? You're not saying anything? No. No, you keep... I'm listening. It does not produce a backlash of hatred in the man. The man has a tendency to see what the woman sees. In other words, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman to be gracious. Man is loves God, subject. Yes, yes, Father, it's my pleasure. Then the woman says, yes, Lord, it's my pleasure to love my husband. What does love mean? It's not always sweet, sweetie, sweetie, and cuddly, cuddly. There's issues. There's discussions to be made, decisions to be made. Who is going to be the one that makes the decision? Your president is the one in this case, and man is the president. Now, it may not be a very good president, but if you can, as a woman, can not not spoil him by giving in by him being angry. But if you can hold your ground and let him vent on you, that's love. Vent means not responding to the venter. It means not to ratchet it up so he gets angry and angrier, because he's coming home from something that's happened. And this is the system of things. You're not perfect in your workplace. Things happen in your house, things happen. So what you have to learn is that the happening is causing you to be angry, which is to fight or flight. So to give in or fight. You can give in and it's not good, because if you embolden your husband to feel as good about himself, and you become dependent on that feeling, because it goes away pretty quick. Like a drug. The woman's like a drug. Ladies, I just like to leave you with something. If you could be meditation with a 7-minute meditation, you can save your marriage. Your husband won't beat you. He won't. Yes, he will threaten. Yes, he's going to take it out on you because he's just got fired unfairly. I get it. For whatever reason. When he comes back, though, let him vent. And by meaning you can't let him vent just because you're going to let him vent. It has to be a strength that shines, that cannot be moved, that understands that he's not himself. So therefore you don't blame him for that because he doesn't understand what's made him feel this way, what has driven him to be this. And if you understand with a 7-minute meditation, there's a 7-minute meditation. You can go to, there's just one place on the website that contains the 7-minute meditation free. It's antidoteforall.com. Antidote for all is one word, antidote with an I. Antidoteforall.com. The minute you put antidote in there, it probably comes up. Antidoteforall.com. You can take your friends to that site that has nothing of the foundation in it. And I want people to have it free and share it. And let the magic do that 7 minutes of being still and know have its way. The number is, call my office, if you will, tomorrow, about anything we have. My secretaries can answer the phone and deal with any question you have. Or you can call me on the radio tomorrow at 800-66-8883. I forgot to give it out. I was enthralled with my callers. Thank you. And said some very interesting things that are germane to most of you, see. And so my office number is 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. As Monday through Friday, then everybody's off for the weekend. But then we have, you know, a telephone operators are answering the phone, and they are pretty good about that. Then you can go to my website, fhu.com, and I recommend that you watch the Sunday morning conversation. I recommend that it is essential, if you want to solve your problems, to watch me work with people on a video for 2 hours every Sunday. And then you'll see the audience, and you'll see the changes, what they start to admit, and how I guide that admittance and soften the effect of what happened in their life. But not in the ordinary way. In a way I cannot explain to you right now. You just have to see it happen. Okay, thank you very much. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Thank you for your support.